Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1. Just to warn you, today we are going to read a lot of scriptures. Amen. Because you are in church. You are in the house of who? The house of God. You are in the house of God. So we are going to read a lot of His word. Amen. Hallelujah. So Hebrews chapter 1, from verse 8, it says that to the Son, okay, you know who the Son is, Jesus, He says, okay, so who says? God the Father. So to the Son, to Jesus, He, God the Father, says, your throne, O God. Okay? So God the Father is speaking to someone. And He tells him that your throne, O God. Alright, so He's speaking to Jesus and He's referring to Him as who? As God. So Jesus is God. And so He tells him that your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom. Alright? It's a scepter of what? Your kingdom. Okay? So, a scepter is a symbol of authority. It's like a staff. Okay? And it says that it is a scepter of righteousness. Okay? Meaning that Jesus is going to come and reign in this kingdom, which is going to be forever and ever. And He's going to reign in righteousness. He's going to rid the world of unrighteousness. All right? And He's going to do right. Glory be to God. Then the Father continues to say in verse 9 that you, okay, remember He's referring to the Son, Jesus, you have loved righteousness. And what does that mean? Hated lawlessness. All right? Loving righteousness means hating lawlessness. Okay? Hating what? Lawlessness. And what is lawlessness? Lawlessness is not living by the law. Glory be to God. It is not living by what? By the law. Meaning that the law is still for us today. If it wasn't for us today, there wouldn't be anything called lawlessness. Do you understand? Of course, there are some aspects of the law of Moses, which are not for us today. Like the killing of animals, okay? Animal sacrifices. That doesn't apply. Okay? Because Jesus was the fulfillment of that. Glory be to God. These things of keeping, like, the festivals and all those things, and even those who say that they are keeping them now, they are lying. Because keeping them entailed making animal sacrifices. So if you say that you're keeping them now and you're not doing that, you're lying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But there's no issue with honoring those days. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyway, you, Jesus, Son, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, okay? God is speaking to God. And say that therefore, your God has anointed you, your God, with the oil of what? Gladness more than your companions. Glory be to God. So Jesus loved righteousness. Okay? And He was anointed with the oil of gladness. Glory be to God. Okay, so Jesus loves what? He loved and He loves righteousness. Okay? And of course, the same is with the Father. That's why He anoints Him with the what? With the oil of gladness. Because the Lord, our Father God, loves righteousness. Glory be to God. And it is from this passage that we get our sermon, which we began on last Sunday and we shall continue with today. All right? The sermon entitled what? The Lord loves and blesses righteousness. Glory be to God. Amen? Talking about sacrificing animals, which is not for us today, all right? Because Jesus was a fulfillment of that, okay? He was the ultimate sacrifice, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Amen? So now, we're not supposed to do that. Amen? Now, there's this guy, this soldier. He's a general in the army. Herrero. That's the right name? Okay? Some time ago, by the way, it was in the news, so I'm not saying anything, you know. Yeah. Like a secret, an ISO secret, which I'm revealing, which is still classified info. All right? So Herrero, yeah, he had a function at his home in northern Uganda and invited Museveni. All right? And Herrero and those who are there, anyway, him had built an altar. It was in the news, I saw it, and it is still there. You can Google it, you know. I think it was in Monitor. Okay? Built an altar. Altar. And they were going to sacrifice what? Animals. Apparently to God. And he calls him Elohim. Elohim, you know, Okay? And some 70 was invited, he was there. Then there's something the president said. Yeah. Anyway, but now those things are just what? My knowing, especially guys in the army and Africans, you know, they were not doing that for what? For the Lord. Glory be to God. That was definitely some, they were on their own things. Okay, they were on their own what? Things. But the altar was even what? The picture is in the paper. A big thing, man. All right? Yeah, so definitely it was a demonic what? Ritual. But Herrero keeps saying, Elohim, Elohim, why, there's some guy told that there's no way that the guy is lying. He's not what? He's just hiding under what? But he's in other things. Glory be to God. Anyway, but that is something else. Amen? Hallelujah. So, the Lord does what? Loves and blesses righteousness. We have read, okay, that the Son loved righteousness and was therefore anointed with the oil of gladness. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, because the Lord loves righteousness, he would want us also to live like Jesus lived. Okay? In righteousness. Living righteous lives. Okay? And if we do that, he will also bless us. Glory be to God. Alright? Now, because God loves righteousness, okay, he has made us righteous in Jesus. Okay? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, that he, okay, talking about God the Father, made him, talking about Jesus, okay, he said that he made him who knew no sin to be sin. Okay? He made him who knew no sin to be sin, okay, for us. So that what? That we might become the righteousness of God in him. Glory be to God. Now, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, all right, he took away all your sins, okay? And you became a new creation. Glory be to God, okay? And you became the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Instantly, okay, without doing what Ereru did, okay, without offering, okay, anymore, with sacrifices, you instantly became the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen? So, if you're born again, you're here, the truth of the matter is, you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Glory be to God. Amen? You are it. Hallelujah. Amen? I can see you're all happy. You're like, but for the last how many years you haven't been telling us that? Well, I've been telling you that you're born again. It is the same thing. I've been telling you that you're saved. It is the same thing. Glory be to God. All right? But you, anyway, you're the righteousness of what? You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? Now, because you are the righteousness of God in Christ, okay, you are expected, or we are expected, to manifest, to show forth that righteousness. Hallelujah. All right? The Bible teaches, as we saw and as we shall see, that if you don't practice righteousness, you are not righteous. Glory be to God. Now, I say that and I didn't hear an amen. You are like, now finally you have let us off the what? To go and sin as we want. Because we are the right, yeah? Okay? Anyway, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Okay? And because we are that, because now we are a new creation, we are supposed to also walk as Jesus walked. Remember, he loved righteousness. So if we say that we are the righteousness of God in Jesus, then we should also walk the way he walked. We should also love righteousness. Glory be to God. Amen. Romans chapter 6 from verse 11 says that you also reckon yourselves, okay, consider yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. Okay? You died to sin when you became the righteousness of God in Christ. All right? So consider yourself that, okay, that you're dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in who? In Christ Jesus, because it is him who died for you. Prior to that, you were in Adam, the first Adam. Remember, the first Adam sinned. And because you are his descendant, okay, you are born a sinner. Glory be to God. Okay, but Jesus paid the price. He obeyed all that he was supposed to obey, and he became the sin sacrifice. All right? And he is the last Adam. And now because you are in him, you're the righteous. So your nature has changed. Glory be to God. And because it has changed, it says that, consider yourself indeed dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Then verse 12 says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. Okay? In your body. The body that we see. Okay? The mortal body. The body which can die. Hallelujah. Don't let what? Sin reign. Okay? When something reigns, it means it is king. It is only kings who reign. So don't let sin be king in your life. Don't let sin be king in your body. Glory be to God. And by the mere fact that Paul is telling us don't let sin be your king, it means that you can let it be king. Do you understand? Okay? That also means that you can sin, you can even practice sin. Glory be to God. So he says, don't let it happen. Okay? Don't let it what? Happen. I'm stressing that because there's a scripture in John, okay, in the episode, one of the epistles of John, which says that he that is born of God cannot sin. Do you understand? Eh? So now Paul is saying, don't let sin reign in your what? So that means that the other scripture does not mean that a Christian cannot sin. Even just from experience, your own experience. Not your neighbor's experience. Your own what? Experience. Okay? Hallelujah. You sin, don't you? The only one I know here who doesn't sin, what? Bruce was telling me that his wife doesn't, what? Yeah. So Esther is the only one in this place who I know does not sin. Okay? Hallelujah. So it says, don't let sin reign in your what? Mortal body. Don't let it be king. If it is king, that means that you do what he tells you to do. So you practice sin. You do what? So he said that don't let that happen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And by the way, as I say all these things to you, I'm saying them to me also. All right? Glory be to God. So he said, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in its lust, in its desires. And do not present your members, okay? Your body, okay? The parts of your body as instruments of unrighteousness to sin. But do what? Present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead. Because you're alive from the dead. You're the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. So do not let do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of what? Righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Why? Because you're under the law. Hallelujah. You're under what? You're not under the law. You're not under the law, but under what? Under grace. Glory be to God. You're not under the law that said, okay, you become righteous, okay, after killing animal, sacrificing animal. You understand? Jesus did that all for you. You didn't do anything to become the righteousness of God. All you needed to do is to believe. Hallelujah. It is to believe in what Jesus did. So you're not under the law. Okay? That's what it means. Another thing it means is that what? Is that you are now a new creation. Glory be to God. You're now in the last Adam, in Jesus. Okay? Number three, that also means that you have the Holy Spirit in you, the helper. Glory be to God. Okay? Under the law, okay, they didn't have the Holy Spirit within them to help them to keep the commandments of God. Now he's saying sin should not have dominion over you because you're not in that dispensation. You are now under grace. Hallelujah. You are a new creation which wasn't possible under the law. Glory be to God. And you have the Spirit of God in you, which wasn't the case under Moses. Hallelujah. Amen? Under the law doesn't mean that now you're not obliged to obey any law. That the law was abolished. It doesn't mean that. Glory be to God. Amen? This is a prevailing stupidity in our era. Hallelujah. And if you begin a church and you want your church to grow, preach that nonsense. And what? Hallelujah. Okay? But you will just be leading people to hell. Unfortunately. Glory be to God. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Why? For you're not under the law, but under what? Grace. Okay? Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 verse 13 says, if you live according to the flesh, all right, that means that if you present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin. Okay? So here it says, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Okay? Being in sin, okay, is the same thing as being separated from God. You remember God told Adam that in the day you disobey me, okay, you will do what? You surely die. So when Adam sinned, he died. Glory be to God. So when we are in sin, when we are practicing sin, we are dead. You understand? That's why I say, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. This is talking about spiritual death. You'll be separated from God, and eternally, you'll be with the devil. Okay? So he's telling us, don't do that. He said, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit, glory be to God, by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. You will remain alive. You will remain the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You will remain born again. Hallelujah. But if you practice sin, if you let sin reign in your life, you will do what? You will die. Okay? You will die. Okay? You will be separated from God. Hallelujah. Amen? So by the Spirit, okay? Remember, under grace, you have the Spirit in you. The helper. Okay? The what? The helper. One like unto Jesus. The helper like unto me. Jesus said, okay, you know what that is in the Greek? You don't know those things? Because at a certain point, even up to now, those Greek things are, okay? Can I, anyway, very good. Allos what? Parakletos. Glory be to God. A helper just like me. The Lord Jesus said. Okay? So, anyway, the Holy Ghost is in you. Okay? And by Him, by the Spirit in you, okay, you can put to death the what? The deeds of the body. And you will live. Glory be to God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 says, He who says he abides in Him, in Jesus, ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Hallelujah. If you are in Jesus, remember Jesus loved righteousness. Okay, now John is telling you, you also ought to walk just as he what? Walked. We ought also to love righteousness. Glory be to God. Amen? You're regretting why you came to church today. You're like, can I heard the voice, what? Telling me, you know, don't go to here. Because they're going to preach legalism. Okay? Notice, I haven't yet read any scripture in the Old what? Testament. I'm reading New Testament. Hallelujah. He says, he who says he abides in him, he who says he or she is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, okay, ought himself or herself also to walk just as he walked. How we walk is important. It matters. It does what? It matters. Glory be to God. Okay? So if you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, okay, then walk righteously as Jesus walked. Love righteousness as Jesus loved it. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3 from verse 7, it says, little children, glory be to God. There are some of you who think you are old. But the Bible says you are a little what? A little child. Glory be to God. You are a little what? You are a little child. You're like Carissa, Kunda, okay? All these, okay, aunties and uncles are like you. Glory be to God. Little children, let no one do what? Deceive you. Don't let anyone deceive you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if I was John, I would have put in brackets that. But if you want to be deceived, you be deceived. The Nandiwa Denga James. Hallelujah. Well, but I told you, but for me, I've told you, let no one deceive you. But if you want to be deceived, you can, right? You be deceived. But for me, I'm innocent. I've told you. Okay? Let no one deceive you. Glory be to God. You have already read what is coming next. He who practices righteousness is what? Righteous, just as he is. Okay? That also implies that he who doesn't practice righteousness is not righteous. Anyway, it says, verse 8, that he who sins, okay, sins, present continuous tense, okay, practices sin. Okay, it says that Christian is of who? He's of the devil. Because remember, if you don't put to death the deeds of the flesh, you will die. Glory be to God. All right, you'll be separated from God. Okay? You'll be tight. Okay? You'll be one with the devil. And this is exactly what John says. He who sins, okay, practices unrighteousness, okay, is what? Is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. It is his nature, his lifestyle. He practices sin. So if you do the same thing, if you practice sin, you are of him, the devil. Glory be to God. If sin reigns, if you let sin reign in your body, if sin is your master, you do what he tells you to do, it is your king, it is reigning in you, you are of the devil. Okay? For the devil is like that. Okay? He has sinned from the beginning. Glory be to God. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, verse 9. He who has been of God does not sin. Glory be to God. Okay? We addressed that already. And I had to say it from the beginning because I knew it was coming. Because this is one of the scriptures guys use. Okay? The deceivers use that. No, no, a Christian cannot sin. Yeah? Okay? The deceivers are like Grace, Rubega. Many now, there are many in Uganda. Okay? They abound on television. Hallelujah. Please don't be deceived. Don't be what? So he says that he who is of God, whoever has been born of God does not sin. You understand? Whoever has been of God does not what? Practice sin. Okay? Like the devil. Like they don't let sin reign in their what? Okay? Okay? He says that whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed, God's seed, remains in him. And he cannot sin because he has been born of God. So he says, if you're born again, you can't sin. Okay? But that can be true. Even just from personal experience. You first steal the Bible. Your personal experience, you know that you are born of God, but you sometimes sin. So this is talking about practicing sin, like the devil, okay? And when you do that, You're no longer of God. You're no longer of God. Because the moment you begin to practice sin, the moment sin becomes king in your life, you have checked out. Okay? You're no longer of what? Of God. It says you are of the devil. That's what it means. Glory be to God. That's what it what? Yeah, when sin becomes king in your life, you are not of God. Okay? You have checked out. Okay? You have what? We checked out. You are of the devil. Glory be to God. I needed to read this, because those are some of the scriptures that the deceivers use. Alright? So right now you can see it, and then you are like, whatever I do, what? Heaven. Heaven is what? Heaven is my home. There's that song. Heaven is my... What that song? Anyway, whatever. Glory be to God. Now, there are some other deceivers who say, okay, you sin. Okay, a Christian, he that is born of God can sin. Okay, but you only sin, it's just your body. Yeah, but your spirit cannot sin. Your spirit, you're sealed with the Holy Ghost. Sealed. So your spirit is sealed. Sin cannot touch you. You know, that's why you're forever saved. Because what? Your spirit can't sin. You can sin with your body, but your spirit, who is the real you, cannot sin. And because your spirit, who is the real you, cannot sin, it means whatever you do, you sin with the body, you're still going to heaven. Because the body is not you. You are a spirit. Okay? But that is also a big lie. Okay? The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23, Paul, okay, remember Paul is commonly called the apostle of grace. Okay? So he says, this apostle of grace says that, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, your whole what? Spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? What should be preserved blameless? What is the first thing that should be preserved blameless? I say the first thing that should be. Okay? Yeah, okay. The whole spirit. The spirit should be preserved what? Blameless. Now, if Paul is saying that it should be preserved blameless, that means that there's a possibility that it can be what? Found blameful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Your spirit can be corrupted. Hallelujah. It's there. Okay? My daughter is not around who told me that what? I speak bad words when I'm preaching. Now that she's not here, let me say them. Okay? Don't let those idiots do what? Deceive you. The reason why they deceive you is because somehow you don't read the Bible for yourself. You only read the scriptures which are promising you a wife. Those are the scriptures what? Who you want. Okay? Your spirit, soul, and what? Body. Okay? They should be preserved what? Blameless. Okay? Jesus should return when they are blameless. Okay? Number one, your spirit. Meaning that the spirit can be corrupted. Can be found blameful. Or, anyway, you understand. Okay? Alright? And that's not the only place where that is said. It says, let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 17. These are very important things, especially for our day. Okay? Hallelujah. I want you to leave LAT. Okay, when you leave LAT and go to another church, I want you to leave when you know these things. You might not know about giving and receiving. Okay? As far as eternity is concerned, that is not very well. It's still yours. But these ones, you should know them. Kuanga, the deceivers, banji. There are many, and these things, the deception sound very good. They sound very good. That's why multitudes have fallen for them. Okay? Kampala just here. Churches are full, thousands of people. They are listening to this rubbish. And they are filled those churches because someone is telling them that you're kawaii, you are fine. Hallelujah. No matter where you slept last night, no matter what you had for supper last night. What's that? What? Mazi. Juice. Then you go drunk on something. You are kawaii. You're fine. Okay, you sin with your body. Don't worry. Don't even. There is therefore now no condemnation. That's what they say. Okay? You know, eh? Because you see, you are a spirit. You sinned with your flesh. In fact, you didn't sin. Because you are a spirit. Your spirit cannot what? It is sealed. Okay? Sealed for the door of what? Redemption. But those are what? Big lies. Those are what? I've told you. Hallelujah. And so here it says that therefore, okay, come out from among them. Okay? Paul is talking about come out from among what? Sinners. Amen? Remember, he's talking to Corinthians who are Christians. Paul never wrote any single letter to non-believers. If he wrote them, God didn't allow them to be scripture. But he didn't, because that wasn't his work. Okay? So he says that, therefore, come out from among them and be separate. Don't dress like them. Just because what? Gwemulembe ye fashion. Don't dress like the devil's mother. You understand? Devil's sister. Come out from among them and be what? Separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I, God, remember, Paul is quoting God. Eh? He's quoting this from the Old Testament, okay? So, God is saying, come out from among them and be separate. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Meaning that if you touch what is unclean, he won't what? He won't receive you. But I mean son, I mean what? Who daughter? God is like a man. Eh? Okay? And then he says, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Almighty God. Now, that ends chapter 6. Then we go into chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 1 says, therefore, having these promises, which promises? The promises of being received by God, the promises of being his sons and daughters. He says that, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and what? Spirit. Filthiness of what? I'm asking you. Filthiness of what? Flesh and spirit. Your spirit can become filthy. Okay? Because of sin. Have you seen that? Okay? There's a famous Grace, what? Who preach on TV, and you all who know him. Okay? I read his, it's called what? Like a concordance or whatever, you know? Because he has notes, eh? From Matthew to, I think, Hebrews or something. Anyway, whatever. I bought those books years ago. Years ago, bought books. Eh? In fact, I was doing my master's. Okay? Nizeng and Sumebe Bitabo. I still have them at home, I think. Okay? So I used to want to know, what does he have to say about this scripture? Because I was reading the Bible, Gamanyi scriptures. Back in the day, I knew scriptures. Katie no, nengenda mu his notes, his Bible notes, concordance, whoever, okay, to check what does he say. Because he says the spirit cannot sin, spirit is sealed, it cannot be corrupt. But then, if I remember right, he says, no, the spirit here means like your attitude. You know. Something like that. Your attitude. It didn't mean the other spirit, soul, and what? You know, anyway, just... Glory be to God. Anyway, but I just wanted to show you this. Eh? Okay, that your spirit can become filthy. You understand? And it be, and if it can become filthy, it means it can go to hell. Do you understand? It can go where? To hell, that spirit of yours that what? Was sealed. Say, if something is sealed, you know, like watches, sealed, waterproof. So your spirit is sin-proof, they say. Whatever you do, sin can't touch your what? Your spirit. And therefore, whatever you do, you, the spirit, you're going to heaven. Because sin what? So you can see those are lies. Those are what? Those are lies. And don't fall for them. Don't be what? Deceived. Glory be to God. Amen? That could be the most important thing you should know. Eh? Okay? Before you leave what? Elite. That is Genda yo, or Genda, wherever you go, as you're there, we're seated, we're listening to deception. It is sounding very good. Yeah, this is a true gospel. But at least let there be that question. But me, Pastor, when I was a native, Pastor Atuga, you understand? I pray that will always be there. It is asking you questions. You try to silence it, but it is there. Hallelujah. And if that happens, I will have achieved what? My calling, as far as your life is what? Is concerned. Glory be to God. Amen? So, 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, okay, say that those who are born of God, whoever has been born of God, does not sin, okay? That is one which guy is saying, no, your spirit cannot, okay, your body can sin, but your spirit cannot. I've showed you that that's a lie. Glory be to God. That's a what? A lie. Hallelujah. So, we shouldn't let sin reign in our mortal bodies. For if we do that, if we let sin be king, okay, and we obey it, whatever it tells us to do, we do. Okay? And in that way, we are practicing sin. Okay? The Bible says we shall do what? We shall die. Okay? John says that he who does that is of what? Is of the devil. Okay? But we should, if we say that we are in him, if we say that we abide in him, then we ought to walk as he walked. You remember? He loved righteousness. Okay? Therefore, we should also love righteousness and walk in righteousness. Glory be to God. Amen? Especially since we are not under law, but grace. Okay, the Holy Ghost is in us. The helper. Okay, the helper just like who? Jesus. The allos what? Paracletos. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You say such things and people say, man, Pastor, are you deep? But you've just spoken another language. Can you imagine speaking another language qualifies someone to be spiritually deep? That is stupidity. Okay, just like you cannot say that a child who does not speak English is not as bright as a kid like Nkunda who speaks English. Now that is the stupidity of Africans. Yeah? Because Oriya Igra Uganda, man. Oriya Igra Zuma, Omala, Kana Kari bright. That's just another language. It's another language. Okay, it's another one. Years ago, I heard of a story. Yeah, it happened years ago. I think maybe in the colonial era. Okay. Yeah, there was some guy got an opportunity to go abroad. Okay, I think to London, the UK. All right. And man came back to Uganda or Buganda at that time and said, man, bari abana b'abazungu akana katobwe kati ne kogera oluzungu. Young child like this but speaks English. Those kids, man, are bright, man. Abana, okay? The children of whites, like this man. But ninga kogero ruzungu. You know, eh? Now you're laughing, okay? But almost all of us, somehow, our spirits have been corrupted by that mentality that English equals intelligence. That is why we laugh at our own brothers and sisters whose English is not good. Tuba sekerira. You know, eh? Hallelujah. Then we esteem those who can't even speak an African language. We think they are special. Now that is what? The spirit has been what? Do you understand? Then, it's not just only speaking what? English, but if it is spoken like a white man or a white woman, now that one is even more intelligent. You understand? When? Okay. So we take our kids to school to where they are taught to speak like that. But they are schools in Uganda, which teach how to. Well, I guess that's okay, because you should pronounce words the right way. But it shouldn't mean that what? That you're most, that you, what? That school is more special. Those kids in that school are more intelligent than other kids, like from Kabale, who can't, like an S and a C, and she. A man, a tight, you know. Glory be to God. Yes, so these Greek, Hebrew things, someone just speaks another language, same word. And then now the guy who has spoken Hebrew, wow, pastor, you are deep, man, that church. That's why there was that, and it's still there, that movement of Greek, Hebrew. Greek, because the perception is, you're deep. But if I say boy, for you say boy, then for me I say omulenzi. Who is deeper? We're saying the same thing. Do you understand? So we find churches, instead of letting people understand what God is saying, Balimu alos parakletos, what? You know. It's okay if you want to bring out her meaning, but you shouldn't spend your entire what? Maybe into. Okay? If that was the case, then we'll be sinning to read English Bibles. And worse, reading Luganda Bibles. Do you understand? Even singing English Luganda songs. Yes, you realize that's not the case.
Okay?
So don't be taken up by those things. That is why, again, that movement, which still exists, fellowships and churches began to be given Greek names. You understand? Phaneru, what? You know, because, many all over the place. And if it is of God, it's okay. But what I'm trying to say, what I'm saying is, that doesn't mean depth or spirituality. That is just another language. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Those things of Elohim. So you see, and that's what Ereru, that is a science used to deceive. Kula mani wugamba Elohim, Hebrew man, Ugandans get what Elohim, So each guy did what? Demonic stuff. Elohim, Hebrew, Jerusalem. Okay? Meanwhile, there's a kid, I went to, there's a kid at my children's school. There's a child who's called Elohim. Now, I don't know how that works. Kid is, his middle name is what? Elohim. But Elohim means God, or gods. Now, you name your kid Elohim. And you see, man, I don't have what? I don't have the revelation you have. Now, I what? Suktegera. Elohim. Glory be to God. So we have finished that. Let us live in what? Let us pursue righteousness. Okay? Jesus loved righteousness and was rewarded with what? The oil of gladness. And also, if we love righteousness, we shall also be rewarded in this age and in the age to what? To come. Okay? Some of the rewards of walking in righteousness are in 1 Peter chapter 3 from verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 3 from verse 10, it says, he who would love life and see good days. Glory be to God. Okay? If you want to see good days, okay, here on earth, this is what you should do. You should walk in righteousness. Okay? Refrain your tongue from evil. Refrain what? Your tongue from evil. Now, if you're a lawyer, you'll be like, okay, I'll use my pen. I'll use my what? Pen. Okay? But refrain your tongue. Your tongue, the Bible actually says, I think in Psalm 45, that the tongue is also a pen. Okay? You read it in your Bibles. Then it's from a Bible. That's why I know it. Your tongue is a pen. So anyway, refrain your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Okay? Turn away from evil and do good. Okay? If you want to see what? Good days. Okay? If you want to love life and see good days, do these things. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Don't be a trouble causer. Glory be to God. Okay? Seek peace. If you realize that peace is unattainable, walk away. Do what? Walk away. You don't have to be there. Walk away. Okay? Get off the group. Get off what? The family group. Seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on who? The righteous. So are the eyes of the Lord on the unrighteous. It depends on what the scripture this means. But then it says the eyes of the Lord are on the what? On the unrighteous. And his ears are open to their prayers. God hears the prayers of the righteous. Okay, some of Baruch Hu's prayers are not answered because they are walking in unrighteousness. Glory be to God. Okay, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Okay? So the benefits of walking in righteousness, you will love life. You will see good days. Okay? Your prayers shall be answered. Glory be to God. Even Jesus said the same thing, I think, in John 15. Okay? That if you bear fruit, then ask whatever you will and shall be given. It's there. Okay? That ask, whatever you ask will be given to you. It is preceded by what? Bearing fruit. Okay? And before that, it even says that the branch that does not bear fruit will be cut off and thrown into the fire. Glory be to God. Okay? Answered prayer. Okay? Is one of the benefits of walking in what? Righteousness. Okay? Psalm 5:12 says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him or her as with a shield." Powerful scripture. "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous." God will bless those who walk in righteousness. Okay? And he will surround them with favor. As with what? As with a shield. Hallelujah. Surrounded with favor. Kungaburijo gendo funachi. Favor. Hallelujah. Amen. Righteousness pays off. It's good. Okay? When a generation which thinks that you have to be evil like everyone else, but that's a lie from the devil. Glory be to God. You can be a decent man, a decent woman, okay? Letting your light shine before men. And they sing when they're nagambo, you. That one is not like us. But this thing where they say that we're in a generation where it is almost impossible to distinguish a mulokole from a non-mulokole. That is very bad. That is very what? Bad. Where it's like it's hard. It's hard to look in a group of 10 people and say that one is a mulokole. Because they all what? They're all, and it shouldn't be. Glory be to God. It shouldn't what? It shouldn't be. Hallelujah. For you, O Lord, will do what? You bless the righteous. And with favor, you surround him. You surround her. You surround them. As with a what? A shield. Benefits of righteousness. Glory be to God. Psalm 37 from verse 25. Okay, the psalmist says that I have been young and now I am what? According to study, research. Is it research or research? Both. Okay? So they are all what? Right. It is just different accents. Ningamwena, mwina magezi. Owa research, noa research. Research. But be careful if you speak like that in an interview. Or research. But guy is all what? Magazine. And you lose a job, yet you are what? You're intelligent. So be wise. Glory be to God. Be what? Wise. When I went to study in the States, one of the first things I learned was that you had to shout. Basically, you had to speak loud, which for us it is shouting. Because, Bogira, like I'm talking now, kids are not hearing. Because Americans are loud. So I had to learn how to what? Hey, Then I learned the whole things of good morning. Guys don't know them, man. Good morning, what? Then you shout, good morning, what? Because they rarely hear a greeting like that. So they, oh, good morning. They rarely hear those things. It's just, hi, you know, what's up, you know, eh? So good morning, good afternoon. The guy that's had it 5 years ago. So you learn those things. Then you enter into the hi, you know, eh? Okay? And then, because you realize that, you always have to, why? They always have to say, what, you know? So you are like, cut it now. Let me try and talk like them. Hence the tongue, what? Twisting. You're not trying to appear intelligent, but you want to be what? Understood. Glory be to God. Hence now what? Is so you always try to what? Hey. And the longer you do that, olulimi lusigalayo. Okay? So, some of those people who, yeah, but anyway, you understand. Eh? So, be wise. Glory be to God. If you need to twist your tongue in some circumstances, please do it. Please what? Yeah, please do it so that you understood you are glory be. But if there's no reason, eh? Just be you. Just be Namagala. You understand? Like, just be you. Just be what? Questy guy, yeah? You know. Hallelujah. And so this guy, Yakola Research. Kuva Mubuto. He was a researcher. And he had finished the research. Okay? And he had. Now he's writing his findings. Findings. Okay? He says, I've been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous what? Forsaken in what? He says, nor his descendants begging bread. So the forsaken here is talking about provision. Research findings. Okay? Research. Glory be to God. Now, he didn't say that he has not seen the righteous not driving cars or driving Benzes. Or he has seen all the righteous staying in Nsasa. Uruboa, you understand? No, he didn't say that. But he just says that they are provided for. Hallelujah. They might not be eating whatever, but they're eating what God is like, that will do. Glory be to God. They are dressed. Okay? They might not be dressed in designer, you know, eh? But they're dressed. Okay? And most of those designer things are very indecent. But for them, I dress them in a dress of, or a trouser of 2K, and they are, glory be to God. They look like me. They are dressed decently like me. They are God. Glory be to God. So again, you see, there's somewhere I read and say that this whole obsession, yeah, that's the word, obsession with designer names, there's someone who said, I think it's true. It is just usually, maybe not always, it is just a sign of someone, some inner what? Inferiority, eh? Or lack of esteem. And you feel now you have to get your esteem by wearing something which has someone's name on it. And when you dress it, because Kalebo, Tebakalava, because those designer things, what are you about? What? What are you about? Chikuluma. You're like, these guys don't know. So somehow as you talk, you have to find a way. You understand? Eh? Because you see, you're to inner esteem. Kachi Versace, what are those names? Versace, those things, a rado, a watch, that stuff. It is this. There's something what you to an esteem. Kachi urado, yejoku watch, and people should see the rado. They should, because if they don't see it, so why have you what? You want acceptance. You want to be considered great. People should know. You understand? Eh? To me, I'm like, as in that's fake. That is, now, if you want those things, please go and buy them. Eh? You understand? Eh? However, they shouldn't be the reason why you feel you are worth, you know, like you are a human being. The same thing with cars. You understand? Eh? You shouldn't feel that I'm a human being because my car is bigger than all the other cars. Okay? Because I drive a Benz, that people never have a Toyota. You shouldn't. Remember, you're the righteousness of who? In Christ Jesus. That you are a child of God. Okay? Where you stay, you shouldn't feel worthy. Just because you stay in where? Kasangai. No. From my knowledge as a pastor, you remember I go to places uninvited, homes. Okay? The homes I've gone to in this whatever. I don't think there's anyone who has a more beautiful what? House than this. What? This, what? It's okay, yeah. You understand? Eh? But now, if you don't have a house like his, it didn't mean nothing. As far as your worth before God is concerned, glory be to God. Amen? Glory be to God. Your tribe. Man, tribe, you know? And you say we have been to your bichuka. Today, this tribe is esteemed. But you know, in just a matter of days, man, you can find that man, no one wants you. What? Because Kati. So you can see, man, these things are very bad. Schools. Okay? Once upon a time, there was now schools in the north, in the east, all things of Umbachi. You understand? Once upon a time, Umbachi. Then there are schools in the east also, Mwiri. Tororo girls, what? Eh? But now, you see, I'm saying all those things, until you're like, what? What's that? But there was a generation, man. Eh? But now, that's evident work. Do you understand? So, these things, eh? Maybe Nang and Kose research. Okay? I've been young, and now I'm old. You realize these things, eh? You're like the most important thing, man, eh? Pursue what? Righteousness. Glory be to God. Okay? What nationality you are. It's just, now, sometimes where you eat lunch. And not just by the where you eat. Because you can eat in a posh place, but when the food is cheap. But now, how much is your, okay, we're all eating chicken. But how much did you pay for yours? Can you imagine? You've all eaten chicken. But now it is how much did you pay? Me who paid more, I'm greater than you. You've all received the same nutrients. Do you understand? People, don't lose your salvation over those things. Eh? Stupid things. Young kids, don't. Eh? Hallelujah. No. You know, eh? And so, yeah, glory be to God. I've been older and now I'm what? Young. Okay? You are awake. Hallelujah. Huh? What? Shuleze, Budo, Smack. Okay? There's someone who's telling me, man, went to Budo as in the dormitories. Now, the same guys who used to esteem their schools, Now their kids are what? Barinam homeschooling. International Christian education. So you can see a smart white say okutu ndakati. They are doing the same guys why what? Same chicks. Namagunga. Now their kids are what? Vienna, like Cambridge education. Someone Namgongo. So kati ola ba eche namagunga kati. No, chitunda with some fellows. But now something greater is happening. Yet at one time, this one was the greatest. Kati, do you understand? Hallelujah. I've been young and now I'm what? Yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken. They are provided for. And haven't seen their descendants begging what? Bread. Now, one of the benefits here, of course, number one, provision. But number two, a blessing for the people who come after you. What people call generational blessing. Okay? The utopic of generation curses is the one that is making a lot of noise. But there's something called generation blessing. Hallelujah. Generation blessing. Get into Chilimu family. And they don't try too hard. You understand? It's just natural, you know. Natural wealth. Do you understand? Because there was a righteous man who lived some time ago. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. A righteous man. And that righteous man wasn't known. God provided cassava. But righteous, served in his church, walked in holiness. Then he died. Now there arises a woman, a powerful woman, a great woman, a man of God. And people don't bother to investigate how, what was the cause of this greatness. Yet it was the parents' righteousness. Hallelujah. Okay? Amen? Yes. Kunda. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay? So we said, he is ever merciful. Okay? Then he tells you what the righteous man, this one, was doing. Merciful, lends. He was a giver. And his descendants are what? Blessed. Then the psalmist admonishes us and says that therefore, verse 27, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Okay? Dwell what? Forevermore. You dwell forevermore. Of course, the implication here is with God. You won't die. Okay? Spiritually. You will live forevermore. Okay? For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. Preserved from destruction. Eternal destruction. But the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. Okay? Verse 29. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Benefits of righteousness. Okay? The land here, okay, one of the things it means, the land of Israel. Remember? The psalmist, okay, remember this is the old what? Testament. He's writing to the Jews. Okay? So he tells them that the righteous will inherit the land forever. Which land? The land of Israel. The land promised to their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They will inherit it, okay? Even Jesus is going to reign from there when he comes because he's a Jew. All right? Okay? But now for us, it means we shall also inherit the earth. The Bible says the righteous shall inherit the earth and live in it forever. Okay? Because this is where the kingdom of God is going to be established. The kingdom that is coming. Every time when you say the Lord's Prayer, remember you say, Our Father who art in heaven, let thy kingdom come. People pray that prayer, but they don't know what they are praying. If they knew what they were praying, they wouldn't pray it. I'm talking about the sinners. You are sinning and then you say, come. It just means they don't know what they're praying. It's just religion. Religion. At a certain point, we kneel down. Our Father who art in heaven. Then at a certain point, we stand up. Then we what? Then him number one. Just religion. Just. I can't be a sinner and I pray what? For the police to come. Can you do that? Police come, you pray. You can't. Because remember, when he comes, he's going to rid the world of unrighteousness. Do you understand? Okay? He's coming with wrath. Okay? So you can see this is why we need to preach the gospel. Because abantu bategerebichi byebasaba. Then they decide whether to continue praying those things or what? Or not. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The righteous will do what? We shall inherit the earth and dwell in it forever and ever and ever. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord loves righteousness and blesses it. So let us pursue righteousness and we shall be blessed by all these things here on earth and in the life to come we shall inherit eternal life. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.